Okay. All right, welcome everyone. Just looking for the cue on the video. Okay. All right, welcome everyone. Today is Tuesday, August 28, 2018. This is a special meeting for our Harbor Advisory Board and Visit SloCal Board of Directors. This is an advisory board interview special meeting. For the record, we have Councilmember Heading, who's on an excused absent, but we do have a quorum, so we'll call the meeting to order. And so just real quick, Dana, we'll go through public comment in a minute, but just as far as order, we can call up our advisory board members. Do you want to explain anything about the seats and the qualifications and things like that for us?
Sure. Thank you, Mayor. Dana Swanson, City Clerk. This meeting is to fill current vacancies on the Harbor Advisory Board. There are two vacancies currently, one for a member at large with a term ending January 31st, 2021, and the other is for a waterfront leaseholder. That would be a leaseholder in the Tidelands Trust lands area that the city manages. And that term ends January 31st, 2019. When the agenda was posted, there were four applicants for the member at large. One has withdrawn. Mr. Wahlberg submitted his withdrawal yesterday. And Mr. Creamer is unable to attend, but is hopeful the council will consider his application in his absence. That is an action that the council would need to make a motion to consider his application based on city policy. After that, we will consider the applicant for the city's representative to the SLO County Visit Tourism Board. And we have one applicant for that position.
And could you explain a little bit of the application process and the window where it, it closed as far as policy for us and why we're going through what we're going and maybe the question that council needs to ask for that as well?
Currently, The vacancies were noticed on July 9th, and the application period extended to August 10th. During that time, we did receive applications for the Harbor Advisory Board, but we did not receive any applications for the SLO County Tourism Board. Shortly after the close of the application period, Mr. Patel submitted a letter of interest, and based on the challenges recruiting hoteliers or finding hoteliers who are able to serve, staff would recommend that the council consider that application.
Okay. So I think we'll go through public comment, and then we'll address the question on just as process goes as far as going through the formal process of the Visit SloCal, even though the application period has closed. And I think that's just a small formality that we should at least verbalize and agree to. And if I get ahead of myself, please remind me.
Okay.
So with that, we'll open up public comment for items on the agenda. Seeing none, we'll close public comment and bring it back to council. Thank you. So maybe before we ask our applicants up, just I guess the question is, we had an application period that closed, and it would be up to council, per our policy and procedure, to go ahead and proceed with this interview process. I know it seems a little bit clunky, but it's a minor formality. I certainly would want to support it, and I'm just looking for either a motion or a nod of consensus that we'd move forward.
I move we move forward with the application.
Second.
We have a motion by Ms. McPherson, second by Mr. Davis. Any further discussion? None? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries 5-0. Thanks. Light formality there, but thanks very much, folks, for letting us entertain and sticking to the 4-0. Thank you. I said 5-0, but that would be actually a 4-0-1 with the abstention of Councilmember Heading not being attending. Okay, so with that, we can we'll open it up for our Harbor Advisory Boards, and if council is interested in anything different, we can invite all of the applicants over up and interview both the at-large and the waterfront leaseholders. Is there agreement to that format?
Mayor, may I ask one question?
Yes.
Did that motion include consideration of Mr. Creamer's application in his absence, or was that simply related to the Tourism Board? I just want to be sure I'm clear.
That was specifically to the TBID board.
Okay.
But you bring up a good question. So at that point, we should probably confirm if we want to consider Mr. Kramer at that point, and maybe you can elaborate any formalized letter or email on that.
Yes, Mr. Kramer did call yesterday. He is working in Santa Catalina Island. Did I get that right? And unable to attend today's interviews, he did formally request the council consider his application, and he submitted a resume by email today that the council can consider. It does require a motion and action by the council in order to do that.
Okay. All right. So that would be the discussion prior to getting to the interview. Mm-hmm. Sorry, folks. We're busy here today. Would there be a motion to consider Mr. Kramer or any other motion?
Yes, so moved. So moved.
So we have a motion to consider Mr. Kramer in his absence.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Second.
We have a motion and a second. A motion by Mr. Makowetsky, second by Mr. Davis. Any further discussion?
I would just point out that we don't have a resume. Did you suggest that there was one submitted late?
It was submitted late, well, early afternoon, and published as agenda correspondence. So it was very late in the process.
Okay.
Okay. Any comments?
Well, I'm reluctant to consider it without having looked at the bio and itself and getting some idea of who this person is. So that's kind of the way I feel about it.
Okay. I would agree at this point, but if that's where we are, then we'll just go ahead and call for the vote and then go from there. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
No.
So we have a 3-0, 1 Mr. Makowetsky, 3 Mr. Davis, Mr. Irons, and Ms. McPherson, and the absent Mr. Heading. Sorry, I'm trying to get through all these. Thanks. And so I think we've got everything. Is that right?
Yes.
Thank you very much for keeping us on task through all these things. And so with that, we'll invite up our Harbor Advisory Board applicants. So that's Mr. Blackford, Mr. Bliss, Mr. Fowler, and Ms. Hansen. If you could all come up, you have a seat at the table. The folks in the back will probably share a mic back there. So if two could take the two seats here and two can share a mic in the back. All right. Thanks for everybody's patience and allowing us to get through some of the formalities. Welcome. Thanks for applying for these advisory board positions. It's always been very important and beneficial for the city. I was just going to ask that you do an introduction, and then all of us will go through one round of questions. If there's a follow-up question, we might, someone might just, hey, I just want to follow up on a particular question. Just ask you to relax, and there's a button on the front here, and you'll see a green LED come on. Just make sure you hit that, and the LED comes on, and if we don't hear you, we might ask you to speak into the microphone. And with that, I'm just going to ask you to introduce, and I'll start with you at the very front, and then if you can just go ahead and do an introduction, and then we'll just go around the table, and then we'll start off with questions.
My name is Mark Blackford. I'm a boat owner and a dock patron in the harbor here. I spent approximately 3 to 4 weekends per month here in the harbor. I have a distinct interest in the outcomes of the harbor in long-range planning history, and great enjoyment.
You want to try that one more time just to do a mic check on there? I heard you very well.
Mic check.
Okay. We're good? All right. And I know as everybody turns, we kind of go away from the mic, but our friends in the back are helping us with that. Thanks very much for the introduction. Sir?
We may have to share a mic.
Okay. All right.
My name is Robert Bliss.
Thank you.
I'm a 3-year resident of Morro Bay. I'm a retired college professor. I've served on advisory committees down in Orange County for the Transit Authority and the Water District of El Toro. And I formed an advisory committee at Saddleback College when I was a professor there for computer training, as they did not have a program when I joined, and I established it that way. I guess I'm kind of a perpetual volunteer. I was a volunteer policeman in Los Angeles County when I was in my 20s, and I've been a sheriff's volunteer in Orange County and Shasta County in the 10 years after I retired. I'd like very much to serve on your advisory committee. I think I could do you some good.
Thank you. Charisse?
Hello, my name is Charisse Hansen. I have Under the Sea Gallery and Mermaid Boutique on the Embarcadero since 1999. I've lived on my boat in the harbor, as well as want to be a future boat owner in the harbor. I have three children who are growing up here in Morro Bay, and we constantly are doing fun activities on the waterfront. I also have the building for at 833 Embarcadero, which will which we are now the master lease holders for, of TLC Family Industries, and we are going to build a new building with 8 hotel rooms, boutique hotel rooms up on top, and the docks are going to be redeveloped, as well as the bottom floor retail and restaurant and play area. So I would like to be a part of it, not just because of my family's position and community, me wanting to be a positive community member, but also as a business owner and also as somebody who enjoys the water and coming from the background of Humboldt State University and Cal Poly Tech as a teacher of marine biology and minoring in environmental ethics. I really want to be a part of some of the choices that the Harbor Advisory gets to propose and to think about and give you guys guidance for.
Thanks, Charisse.
My name is Bob Fowler. I've been a leaseholder in Morro Bay since 2012. I've just completed two phases of docks. Mark's one of my boat owners down there. We're getting ready to pull the permit for our new building. Expect to start it about first part of October sometime. I'm excited about the future for Morro Bay. I think there's a lot of challenges ahead from the standpoint of funding future infrastructure and so forth. I think the fishing industry has been at its nadir for some time, and I think it's got a good chance of coming back, looking at the science and so forth in terms of the fish stocks and so forth. I'd really like to be a part of trying to see that industry come back together again. My background is as a home builder. I built homes. Had a home building company, and along with a partner in California. We also did some work in Oregon. So I have quite a bit of business experience, and I hope I can bring some economic experience to the. To the challenges that are going on for the harbor.
Thanks, Bob. All right, folks, we'll just start off with Ms. McPherson, and she'll start off with the questions, and then she'll just direct on how we go through that, and then we'll just go to down to Mr. Davis.
Okay. We'll start the same way around, go around, and then we can change it up the next time. You know, we live in a small community, and our harbor is a relatively small harbor, and not that many boats in it compared to other harbors along the coast of California. And we have a lot of needs, I think, in the harbor department for projects and maintenance that has been delayed, and we just haven't had the funds. So I'm curious to know what your thoughts are on how we could increase revenues in the harbor fund, and anything you can add to that would be great. So we'll start with you.
That's definitely one of the key challenges, is funding for all municipalities. And, of course, something as subset as the Harbor District itself, again, another area. The Harbor itself is a very unique venue. It has a lot of opportunity through tourism to raise substantial, fees, et cetera, through its normal course of business. But also it has venues that could incorporate special events, et cetera, that could be additional revenue sources. I could imagine things like concerts at the Rock or car shows that have particular themes, et cetera, that could be revenue enhancing over and above the normal flows and streams. There's also the opportunity, I feel, that the uniqueness of the harbor itself, that grants may be available through a lot of different private entities, and that would be an area that I would think that would be a area of pursuit, as it is a unique portion of our central coast, the only harbor with docks, and as such is a valuable resource to us all.
As you may have noticed on the attachment to my application, when I was at Saddleback College and developing the computer training program, I did get donations of $500,000 worth of computer equipment to start our computer lab. That department, by the way, grew to be the biggest department in the college with 3,000 students. I'm pretty good about going out to industry and contacting individuals from private corporations and getting them to make donations. It's good for their taxes and their public relations, and of course it would be wonderful for us.
Thank you. Cherise?
Okay, well, being a business owner on the Embarcadero, I know where some of my money goes to that I make, and it goes to the Harbor Fund. I feel that a lot of things that happen with business owners and the Harbor Fund can be, instead of opposition, it could actually work synergistically to help in aiding that. So anytime that businesses, I think that we should work together, and then if a business does really well, then that will also increase the amount that goes to the Harbor Fund. There's also other events that I've been interested in doing, events that actually happen on the waterfront that could be something that stimulate more productivity as far as those businesses down there go, and just public enjoyment of the waterfront. And then also the new developments, Bob and ourselves are going to be a part of, that I think will increase a lot of the issues that need to be generated when with new developments there comes money.
Thank you.
I think there's a lot of great development opportunities available down in the harbor area here. But I think the benefit that Morro Bay provides is more than just to the city of Morro Bay. It's to the entire county and to the surrounding communities. I was a leaseholder in Ventura Harbor, and that's organized as a port district. And I think the Harbor Advisory Board has been looking at that as a possibility for Morro Bay. The revenue from the leaseholds and so forth, I think, is a good thing. I'd like to see as much of it stay down in the harbor as possible and fund the needs down there. But I think the benefits go beyond just that. And I'd be an advocate for looking at a regional funding source, such as a harbor district or a port district.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Sure.
Oh, there we go.
Mr. Bliss, we'll start with you on this one. Mr. Fowler, you bring up a good point, but however, I'll follow up on it. What, in terms of the larger issues facing the harbor, and it's not necessarily just the generation of economic input to the city, what are some of the bigger issues that you think face the harbor district?
Well, I've got to be honest. I really have not had any connection with your harbor here in the 3 years that I've lived here. And so it would be very difficult for me to give you a good, clear answer to that question. It looks, as I have observed, it looks like you have boats at moorings, and I'm sure you charge a fee for that. It looks as though there are a number of professional fishing boats that operate out of the harbor, and I would assume that the city gets revenue from their sales of fish. But But to be very honest with you, I'd have to be on the committee and study it more to give you a more complete answer.
Okay. Charisse, we'll go around that way.
Okay. I was writing so much stuff down. There's so many important things that we need to address. Some of them, the fact that we're a bird sanctuary and keeping with being able to utilize the resource, the natural resource of the harbor, and also make it a beautiful area for the bird sanctuary, not just for seagulls, please. I mean, we need to look at too many pigeons and too many seagulls. So there are issues with that. And even this morning I read about, they say, 20 inches of rising water levels by 2100, I believe it is, and how that affects us and how we should prepare for it in the decisions that we make. There's just a couple of them. The eelgrass issues and development. There's quite a few, but I want to be a part of all of the, there's a bunch, and I would also want to be a part of making sure that we look at all the aspects of anything, the decisions that we make, that if it's going to have an opposite or different reaction. So I'd like to do some of that investigating and knowledge gaining to aid in your guys' decision making, and if any of those issues come up to the council.
Thank you.
I think back to listening to Eric talk at some of the different meetings and so forth, and I'm reminded that he tells me that years ago there were 275 fishing boats in Morro Bay. We're down to 75 now. Like I said before, I think we're at the nadir. I see the sport fishing business is getting better. We had three boats operating last year with all of the throughout the harbor. We were up to five this year, and we have another one coming in next year. So the fish stocks are up. I think if we want to see the fishing industry come back, though, we've got to provide the infrastructure for it. The Harbor Advisory Board has been looking at a haul-out facility for some time, and I think the way to approach that might be to bring some entrepreneurial spirit to it, to bring somebody in who has done that business before and perhaps make some sort of a deal with them to have an individual begin to push that project forward. We've come up with an idea of where it ought to locate, and maybe if we can give somebody the incentive to push the project forward, it won't be going from committee to committee. It'll actually be a project. Funding it is going to be difficult, but you know, that's what leaders are for.
Thank you.
Well, in a sense, I feel that there's probably a need for a master plan for the harbor itself, in terms of both looking at locations for this type of product, also what can be utilized land-wise for other revenue sources, either through partnership and development or for development of different types of venues that the city can exploit to bring additional people down to the Embarcadero to aid the economic impact for the residents and the business holders and all the stakeholders. The fishing aspects would take a lot of study on my part to understand those dynamics. We have specific board members that have expertise in that can guide us in those directions as well. So I feel that their expertise was valuable in looking at what our harbor is and what it should become in the future to serve all of the constituencies and be a self-sustaining entity, in essence.
Thank you.
Thanks. Red?
Two of our vacancies were for people who served on the Harbor Advisory Board Budget and Finance Committee. So I guess we'll start with Charisse on this. Describe what experience you have in the areas of finance and budgeting.
Okay. I am my own bookkeeper. I, at a very young age of 17, because they couldn't put me on the waitress staff until I was 18, became the bookkeeper for a large restaurant chain. I've always been math-oriented and book smart, and have done my own taxes since I was, 16. My dad taught me how to do that. But anyway, budgeting books and or balancing books and budgeting money is something that I think that I'm really good at. Because the city council requested a very thorough business plan, I'm very good at putting together a business plan now. I took a course as well as paid someone and learned from them and asked about everything that they had to offer me. I'll hand it over to Bob.
I had a home building business, I think, as I mentioned before. We built from 1994 through 2008, we built about 3,000 houses in Ventura County. The basis of any business is financial planning. During that period of time, I was also a founding director of Mission Community Bank. We put that bank together. It's since sold probably about four or five times now. I think it's Pacific Premier is what it's agglomerated into. I also do my own bookkeeping now for the small companies that I have. I think I've got quite a bit of experience in budgeting and planning.
Well, starting with my undergraduate degree in finance, in business finance, and then from there operating larger businesses in 150 employee ranges and being the managing director thereof, that experience has proved very well for me. Beyond that, my most recent experience for the last 10 years is I've been a contractor, signed contractor in the San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara County area, and operating that business over the last 10 years has been both a challenge and a joy.
Well, as you may have seen from my background sheet, I have an MBA, and I served as a vice president for a homeowners association in Orange County with 1,700 homes and a population of over 3,000 people. My annual budget was over $3 million, and in the first year that I was treasurer, I wound up with a positive surplus of $250,000 at the end of the year. In my second year, I was appointed to the vice presidency of that association. I currently serve as the treasurer for a men's retirement group here in Morro Bay called RAM, Retired Active Men. I've only done that for a short time, but my very first act was to save them having to pay a $12 a month maintenance fee at our bank by changing our registration.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Thanks again for everyone coming out tonight. The advisory board has gone through a series of goal setting. The city council's gone through goal setting. We've asked for input from all our advisory boards, and of course, the Harvard Advisory Board was probably one of the longest lists that we received. Because there's a lot of things to take on, and that's a good thing, but we do have to prioritize those, and we'll go through that. So there'll be a new city council coming up in January, and there'll be new goal setting taking place as well. I'm curious on what you've thought about as far as goals that might be beneficial to recommend for city council moving forward. And I'll throw this out as well. There's some questions and conversations about infrastructure and planning. We have a waterfront master plan that's a little over 25 years old, and we're going to be completing our general plan and local coastal plan this year. So it could be something that might be out in the future to revisit updating our waterfront master plan. 25 years old, it's probably at that time. That's just an idea there for you. But from your own personal perspectives, could you speak to something that comes to your mind with your experience so far on what a recommended goal would be for council to consider in the coming year? And I'll start up front. Thanks.
Taking into account that there is currently a deficit for the funding for the district or the harbor itself, I would be looking at creating not only a master plan in terms of development, but a master plan in terms of the economics, to say here's how we're going to overcome this negative portion of the harbor district itself. How that's accomplished is going to take a lot of innovation. It's going to take some different thinking, and it may in tune go into a lot of the master planning of the real estate itself. And as such, those two elements have to work together that we can develop the plan both economically and with regard to the product that's delivered, the infrastructure, the development, and what's available to be developed.
Thank you. Mr. Bliss?
Both my bachelor's and my master's degrees at Cal State Fullerton, my major was management, but my minor was marketing. And in my teaching, I taught many courses in marketing, advertising, salesmanship, merchandising. It seems to me that what you need is a marketing plan. And I think you need to go out and contact people in the community, business owners, large corporations with funding to donate. I think that would be a major impact.
Thank you. Charisse?
Okay. I wanted to get a little clarification on the question. Are you looking for how...
I'll restate it again if you want.
Okay, sounds good.
It was just kind of, I led in with a comment about as an example, but from your experience, I was just interested to understand if there's some goal setting that'll be taking place in the coming year. What would, from your experience, what might you recommend as a Harbor Advisory Board member during that goal setting period? What would you recommend, along with your colleagues on the Harbor Advisory Board, for council to consider as goals to establish for the Harbor Advisory Board?
Okay. All right. In response to that, because I know that there's city issues, and that's a major fiscal monetary issue that's looming over, the things that I was thinking about were harbor issues directly, which dredging is always an issue. The fact that we need to haul out, making new developments happen perhaps a little quicker, just because a lot of the leases are up and the buildings are depressed. There's also relations that we have with the Coastal Department in having the ability to make our own decisions or have things actually culminate with working with Coastal Department to get the accomplishments that we need to do with parking and other issues with the harbor. As far as funds, I know about the budget of the harbor, where the money goes with the harbor funds. And so I would like to be a part of possibly knowing where that money goes to. I know that there was some put into the general fund. So I would like to be a part of that to say that it should go to the harbor and then be a part of decision-making of where, if it didn't go to the harbor, where would it go? Where would the city actually need it to go? And there's, as you know, numerous possibilities. And then if the issue comes up, discuss that and be a part of that discussion.
Thanks. Bob?
I think the most important thing that the Harbor Advisory Board can provide to the City Council is some input on long-range funding and planning. I see that more as a long-term kind of a goal, and I think there's also some shorter-term goals that the city could look at. I think the haul-out facility is one. I think coming up with ways of replacing some aging infrastructure and so forth out there. A lot of the city's docks and so forth are getting kind of old. I think looking at other kinds of revenue sources out there is something else that the Harbor Advisory Board can do. But I think one of the key thing to me is the long range funding for the harbor.
Okay, thanks. Are there any follow up questions from council?
No.
Okay, so at this point we can go ahead and we have our sheet here. We'll just cast our vote and then turn it into you, Dana. Okay. Just want to say thanks again. Obviously, we're going to pick one of the two of the pair of you, but would also like to express, as we've gone through this before, we're always delighted and pleased and grateful for you all to take the time to come out for sometimes what might be kind of a clunky interview, but it's great to have you, and I would encourage all of you to apply again, and we certainly appreciate you coming out tonight. And so since there's four of us, we might, Dana, you'll direct us if it comes to that.
Okay, for the member at large position, council members McPherson, Makowetsky, and Davis have voted to appoint Mr. Blackford to fill that vacancy. Mayor Irons voted for Mr. Bliss, so Mr. Blackford is appointed to fill the vacancy through the term ending January 31st of 2021. For the waterfront leaseholder, Mayor Irons, Councilmember Makowetsky, and Councilmember Davis have voted to appoint Charisse Hansen to fill that vacancy. And Councilmember McPherson voted for Mr. Fowler. So, Ms. Hansen, you've been appointed to fill that vacancy for a term ending January 31st, 2019. Thank you.
Okay, thank you all very much. Thanks very much. Okay, we wanted to invite Mr. Patel, if you could come on up. Please sit here up front with us. Join us. You're all by yourself up there now. I think the microphone, there you go, that one works. So you got a little dress rehearsal on how it all worked. But please, thanks again. We have gone through the process to go through the interview with you, and we just want to say thanks. And we'll just start off with a brief introduction from you, and then we'll just go through some questions as we did with our other sure. Candidates. Thank you.
I've been in the hotel business for more.
Can you speak up to the mic, please? Thanks.
I've been in the hotel business in Morro Bay since about 2001. I grew up in this business since 91, and been in it ever since. I've owned multiple hotels in town and in the area, San Luis, Santa Barbara, Paso. So been in the hotel business my whole life.
Okay. All right. And we'll start off with questions. And Marlos, you want to start us off?
Sure. Let me just ask you why you want to be on the countywide board, and what do you think you're going to contribute to it?
I think it's much more of a learning experience for me. Also, I think contribute my experience of being in the business.
Is that microphone, please?
I can contribute what I've learned in the business over the years and learn from other people that's been in the business And it would be a great opportunity to try to expand myself and probably teach somebody else and learn from them.
Okay. Matt?
Okay, that's a great point, talking about yourself and what you can offer, bring to it. Now, how would Morro Bay, in a larger sense, given the various hotels that we have, how could they benefit?
I feel like the county tourism, they focus on the larger hotels. And what Morro Bay has a lot more smaller properties, and I myself have smaller properties. So I feel it's a great voice for the smaller properties who are not being, you know, they're not given the time of day because everything's focused more on larger properties. So being with Morro Bay, having a lot of small properties, I think being a small property owner is a great voice for our smaller properties, which most of Morro Bay is.
Okay. Good point. Thank you.
Red?
You have a very nice letter of recommendation from Chuck Davison.
Thank you.
Can you tell us what your experience has been working with Chuck, the length of time and the kinds of things that you've worked with him on?
I've worked with Chuck for maybe about a year now. They haven't worked a lot because I really was never on any of the boards with him. But I've worked with Jennifer Little here in town for quite some time about promoting Morro Bay, promoting tourism, increasing our occupancy, our business and tourism in Morro Bay in general. I attend all these meetings that the county has, SloCal. But personally, I haven't been on the county stuff, so I really haven't much experience with that.
May I follow up a little bit?
Sure.
You say you've attended a lot of the SloCal meetings. And why do you do that?
Oh, because they have like small meetings. They had one here about a month and a half ago where they tell you about all the different stuff that they're doing for our area, all these promotions they're promoting, and how to participate. Because in that meeting, I think like 8 people showed up from Morro Bay. So it's hopefully we can get more people involved so we have bigger meetings and how we can promote Morro Bay websites, things that the county is doing that probably hotels in Morro Bay are not partaking on the county-wide level of the marketing.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks again for coming out. So as far as the term that you would be appointed to and to your comment about the attendance from some of the hoteliers at the meetings that you've gone to and some of the smaller properties that exist in Morro Bay versus the larger ones in the county, kind of a twofold question. It's our experience, at least my experience, on council and for advisory boards, specifically TBID, it's a lot of work for you to attend the TBID meetings. And understanding you've got a business to run and everything. So, and I think that kind of speaks to maybe why not a lot of people come to the meetings. So that's what's so important about the one that represents us as a city. So can you speak a little bit about what you've experienced from the communication from SloCal and what you might want to contribute to communicate to all the other hoteliers that exist in Morro Bay? Because that, as far as representing, that will be one of the big roles for you as well.
I think my role would be, if I am on board and there's meetings that I think hoteliers can benefit from, it'd be actually going to hotels, visiting the managers or the owners, and let them know it's that they should attend and try to get them on board. Because I know most of the owners in town for almost all the hotels.
Okay.
So I can get a lot more attendance because I do know most of them.
Okay, and I'll just do one follow-up. So you've been in it since, what, 2001 and 1990 what?
I moved to Morro Bay in 91. 91? That's when my parents first acquired the first property.
Okay.
And 2001, we bought the Twin Dolphin Inn. And in 2013, it was converted to Comfort Inn. We had also the Ascot Suites, which was purchased in 07. We sold that a couple years ago. I have another property in town, a land that we're planning on developing, a hotel in the near future. So, but I have the time to meet people because I have a lot of flexibility because I have a lot of staffing that's there working for me.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any follow-up questions from council?
No.
Seeing none? Okay. We don't have your ballots back, but we can do it by a voice vote. Sorry. One more. Red.
Red's ready.
Sorry, Jamie.
I'm interested. You said you have a piece of land in town and you plan to develop a hotel on it. Can you tell us anything about that? For instance, the number of rooms or that kind of thing?
You know, it's still in the works. We haven't. It's still going through like architectural planning. But it'd be, I think, close in the mid-70s.
Mid-70s number of rooms?
Yes.
Room count?
Very good. Okay, thanks.
We can just go ahead and do a roll call vote.
A motion.
Okay. Or we can, you want to just do a roll call, make a motion to appoint Mr. Patel, and then do a roll call vote?
That would be
would
fine.
That work? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I just go ahead and make a motion to appoint Mr. Patel to the Visit SoCal board.
I second that.
So a motion by Mr. Irons, second by Mr. Makowetzki.
You don't have a microphone. You can't second if you don't
I can't
have a
second
microphone.
If I don't have a microphone. Go ahead.
No, you can't.
You can.
I second that.
All right. So we did get an official second by Mr. Makowetzki. Any further discussion? None. If we could do a roll call vote, please.
Very well. Mayor Irons?
Yes.
Councilmember Makowetzki?
Yes.
Councilmember Davis?
Yes.
And Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
The motion passes 4-0-1 with Councilmember Heading absent. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Mr. Patel. Appreciate it. And congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks.
And with that, we don't have any closing remarks. We can go ahead and adjourn, and we'll be back here for our 6 o'clock regular city council meeting. Thank you very much.